Chapter 13. Introduction to Other Types of Accounting. Exercises. Listening. Passage 1. Directions. Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks with appropriate words. Managerial accounting is the process of identifying, measuring, analyzing, interpreting, and communicating information in pursuit of an organization's goals. It is a field of accounting that serves internal users of a company's financial information. Nowadays, managerial accounting analysis is regarded so significant to the management of an enterprise that in most cases, managerial accountants are considered an essential part of the management team. They not only play an important role as information providers, but take a proactive role in participating in both the strategic and everyday decisions that confront the enterprise as well. Managerial accounting activity can add value to an organization by pursuing 5 main goals: proactively participating in the decision-making and planning process by providing necessary accounting information, assisting managers to direct and control related operational activities, motivating managers and other staff members to work for the organization's goals, measuring the performance of subsidiaries, managers, and other staff within the organization, evaluating the competitive position of the organization and assisting the managers in ensuring the organization's long-term competitiveness in the industry. Passage 2. Directions. Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks with appropriate words and phrases. Accounting refers to the process of recording, measuring, interpreting, and communicating financial data. One immediate challenge that faces accounting in the global arena is global harmonization. Scholars who support harmonization maintain that major differences in accounting practices act as a barrier to capital flowing to the most efficient users. However, opponents of harmonization believe that differences in the economic, political, and legal environments of countries lead to financial reporting differences between countries, and Western accounting practices dominating harmonization efforts are not good for developing countries. Investor groups who use financial statements, multinational companies which prepare financial statements, regulators who monitor capital markets and developing countries that lack the resources to develop indigenous accounting standards are the main forces to global harmonization. At the same time, nationalism and the absence of strong professional bodies in certain countries become the main obstacles to harmonization. For the past 3 decades, harmonization effort has been led by the International Accounting Standards Committee, IASC, International Federation of Accountants, IFAC, the International Organization of Securities Commissions, IOSCO, etc. Passage 3. First, listening. Decide whether the following statements are true or false. In an important move that some companies regard as vital to staying globally competitive, and critics view is a troubling sign that Washington wants to outsource its authority to lax regulators abroad, the Securities and Exchange Commission is proposing a specific timetable for allowing companies to adopt international accounting standards. Under a roadmap tentatively adopted by a unanimous commission on August 27th, the standards would be required in 2014. The largest 20 companies in their industries by market capitalization would be allowed to make the change even sooner. In 2 months, following a period of public comment, the SEC will vote again. SEC Chairman Christopher Cox argues that the changes are needed to cut compliance costs and help companies compete globally. But because the changes would allow companies more flexibility in how they report assets and income, and thus might be able to alter the way accountants present a picture of their profits, some critics argue the changes are not in the best interest of investors. The American Institute of Certified Public Accountants applauded the development as a sign of an eventual move from U.S. accounting rules. The capital markets will ultimately insist on international financial reporting standards, says Barry Melankin, president of the Accountants Group. A majority of accountants surveyed by the group said they'd need 3 to 5 years to prepare for the changes. Second listening. Fill in the blanks with appropriate words.